Well, welcome to the cocktail show here.
That was a funny line, wasn't it?
Have you ever noticed that Americans will take photographs of anything? If you're at an amusement park or someplace, you always see scenes like, look, a turd! Hey, come over here and look at this deal! What the hell is that? Is that a dang turd or something? Well, get a photo of me with it anyway. How the hell did that get here? I don't know, some asshole must have come by and left it here, I guess. What the hell is that?
Oh, so I was talking about the people in the back. I feel sorry for the people in the back because they pay the same price as everybody else, although those seats are reserved for the big tippers. That's where the maitre d' goes, oh, why, thank you.
I almost touched a one.
Anyway, so what I've done, I've worked up a special routine for the people in the back. Just a special thing for you, and I hope you enjoy it. So, I don't give a shit. Really. It's the magic dime trick. Do you ever wonder where all the farts go? Well, I'll tell you. They go up into the atmosphere and they form the fart zone. It's right above the ozone layer. And this is why we have to protect the ozone layer. See, if anything happens to the ozone, then the farts fall back to Earth. And not under original owners.
Okay, and now let's see. Okay, sorry. Oh, sure. It's easy to stand out here and jump around and try and be a wild and crazy guy. I think there's more to entertaining than that. And that's why right now, I would like to talk about what I believe. What I believe. I believe in rainbows and puppy dogs and fairy tales. And I believe in the family. Mom and Dad and Grandma. And Uncle Todd who waves his penis. And I believe in 8 of the 10 commandments. And I believe in going to church every Sunday unless there's a game on. And I believe that sex is one of the most beautiful, wholesome, and natural things that money can buy. And I believe it's derogatory to refer to a woman's breasts as boobs, jugs, Winnebagos, or golden bozos. And you should only refer to them as Hooters. And I believe you should place a woman on a pedestal high enough so you can look up her dress.
And I believe in equality. Equality for everyone. No matter how stupid they are, or how much better I am than they are. And people say I'm crazy for believing this, but I believe that robots are stealing my luggage. And I believe I made a mistake when I bought a 30-story one-bedroom apartment. And I believe that the battle of the network stars should be fought with guns. And I believe that Ronald Reagan can make this country what it once was, an Arctic region covered with ice. And I believe the United States should allow all foreigners in this country, provided they can speak our native language, Apache. And lastly, I believe that of all the evils on this earth, there is nothing worse than the music you're listening to right now. You know, we have some celebrities in the audience tonight. However, they're not famous enough to introduce. I'm only kidding. We do have some very special people. First of all, I understand, and I'm really proud to have him here because I've been a fan of his since I was, this I shouldn't say this big, but he's been a famous entertainer for a long time, Mr. Eddie Fisher. And Eddie, oh, there he is. Hey, welcome. Now, Eddie doesn't know this, but I've worked it out with the band. He's going to do 5 numbers, so welcome to the show. And also, another famous person and close friend of mine, the director of my first and only film, Mr. Carl Reiner. He's up there somewhere. There he is, right there. Carl Reiner shaking hands with Eddie Fisher, ladies and gentlemen. What a show business moment! This is history, ladies and gentlemen! I wish I had a picture of that! Oh, I wanted that!